The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this episode of Life Today, earthquakes, hurricanes. These natural disasters bring death and destruction to millions of people each year. In the face of such devastation, it's easy to feel helpless.
If you could stop a Category 5 hurricane or tornado, would you not do it?
Find out how you can save a life and prevent disaster from striking, next on Life Today.
I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I really appreciate the opportunity of sharing with you. You know, Betty, we've been through those seasons of the year when in much of the United States, the terrible storms do so much destruction. And you know, when people lose their homes and lose family members, they lose their lives, it breaks our heart. But I'm always amazed at how caring people come together to pitch in. We had so much response here in Texas to some of our tornado damage back in the spring that the media had to ask people to stop coming to the area to offer help. They had so many helping, and they had so much brought in, which we always try to contribute to that. And so they said, and this is the media saying this. Isn't it amazing? The media will say this oftentimes, thank God, and yet we're telling the whole country you better not talk about God. And they would say, just stay home and pray. Mm-hmm. And the thing, now we're in hurricane season, and we go through these different seasons of the years, and I don't think there's a person here. I mean, when you think back on Katrina and you think, oh, I just wish the wall had been adequate, the dikes. I just wish they'd held. Well, I want to remind you of something. The dikes against all the forces of destruction, deception, and evil is the church of the living God. And the family of God is this mighty force that resists destruction and offers help and offers hope. Now, here's the thing I really want you to know. Now, I want you to think with me a minute. If you could stop a Category 5 hurricane or tornado, would you not do it? We have situations in this world. We have situations in our country right now. We have the natural disasters, we have the unnatural disasters that are created by man that can only be corrected by caring people. I mean, Christians who opt out of correcting the nation's issues have got to now opt in. I'm telling you, people that understand what it is to resist destructive forces, influences, leadership, bad decisions, bad policies, bad practices, you're going to have to come out and stand against it. And the fact that you can change it and you don't, that has to be one of the most foolish situations or, let's say, displays of indifference that you could ever point to. And Betty, if people would realize what Jay and I said in the book Indivisible, there's not a single thing people created in the image of God can't deal with what God's put at our disposal. Now, I want you to really follow with me. If we could stop the damage, the destruction, we know we'll offer help, but if we could stop it, would it not be wise to do it? Betty, this is precisely, you know, we can reach over here, and this is your cup of water. We can reach over and pick up this cup of water. We have clean water, and therefore it doesn't kill us. All over the world, now think about this, there are people that do not have any access to non-contaminated, disease-ridden water. And we can, in fact, correct it.
We not only can, we are not only capable to do that, we must. These people are in dire need. Their children will die unless they get clean water. It is the essence of life over there. And so we need to drill these water wells, James, to give them hope and give them life.
Well, you know, that's what we've been talking about with all of our guests. And we do this twice a year with just water, where we try to drill at least 500 water wells in 10 or 12 nations, this year 12, and give people hope. In other words, this cycle of death and disease and loss, it's not like we just have to go in and try to clean up after. We can stop it. I mean, listen to me, there's a perfect cure. And the perfect cure is for us to come together and address the situation and heal it. I want you to understand this. If we give clean water, we've changed everything. We have dealt with a massive problem. But now think about this. We're not only giving people clean water for life, but we're telling them about the water of life that changes our lives. And it is because of that change that we so clearly notice the need and so deeply care and come together. I want you just to look in, and you're going to see some of our family. You'll see our grandson, who's been married now a little over a year. And I want you just to look in and say, God, in light of what I see in here, what do you want me to do? I want you to look at this. But I want you to look at it very prayerfully.
Trey Hoon used to work in his village to provide for his family. But since his wife left him, he now takes this long walk every day to collect water for his three children. Huhakle, Hushaw, and Hukamfake. When our mission team learned of Trey's story, his children literally stole their hearts. Trey shared with the team that his oldest daughter died 1 year ago from drinking the dirty water, which made her sick. Trey fears his other children will die because he has no other choice but to get water from the dirty pond. His youngest child, Hukamfake, has become the sickest of his three children, and she is continually lying down to try and get comfortable. All of this has driven Trey to tell us he has no hope.
His little baby is super, super sick, and she's really uncomfortable. I think she's just trying to lay down and get comfortable over there, but it's just heartbreaking. Like, I think the worst part about the whole story is that he says that he has no hope, like that he's just in survival mode. And that's just really difficult to be in a situation where there isn't any hope or joy or peace or anything.
And what's amazing is we have the answer for them, and that is clean water. And we're asking you to please help us be able to bring life-giving water to this family and to other families and villages around here. Please partner with us and help us.
Well, it really blesses me to hear our grandson and his little wife at the time that they were there. They actually celebrated their first one-year anniversary there in Cambodia. And to hear them making that appeal is very inspirational to grandparents. And just to know that when you're looking at that little family, Betty, and you couldn't help but notice that house, you could say, oh, I wish they had a nicer home. Well, the fact is that they really quite happy in that home. They just want to be healthy. They just want their children to live in those meager circumstances and have joy. And we have watched those children overseas, all over the third world, have more fun playing with a string and a rock than our kids have trying to find pleasure everywhere. And they just want to feel good. And Betty, there's nothing that helps people feel better. It's like you just put the greatest entertainment center in the world in their community when you give them a water well. I mean, it's bigger than what we have. Six Flags here. We have all kind of entertainment facilities for kids and for adults and all our sporting events. I mean, that water is bigger than anything you could ever imagine. And if we get them feeling good, they'll have more fun in that little meager dwelling than we have with all the abundance.
Well,
and
James,
we can
what
do
I
that.
Really noticed was he was expressing himself feeling hopeless. And how we live on hope of a better day for our children, our families, hope for this and that. This father is just wanting hope for his children to live another day. And because they don't have another water source to go to, he doesn't know how long he will have his children. And there's so many more cases like that, so many more parents that are watching their children die because they have the dirty water to drink and they have to have water to just barely hang on. So we need to take this to heart, James, and know that we can be that hope. We can offer that hope to them through the drilling of the water wells.
Yeah, and we don't have to go into this crisis mm-hmm. situation and just bury the dead. We can literally resurrect people mm-hmm. to a meaningful, healthy life by giving them clean water. So this isn't wishful thinking. This is, in fact, a response to the prayers and the heart cry of parents, but it also is a response to the prayers of missionaries who said, over and over, the missionaries have said to us at Life, we know if we bring an issue, a situation, or a problem to you, we know the viewers of Life today will not just pray for us, but they, in a sense, put feet to the prayers, they become an answer to the prayer, and they enable us to do the things that need to be done. So right now, I want you to begin praying. God, could I drill a well? They're $4,800. Many of the viewers and many of the people I run into tell me that they've made it one of the goals of their life every year to drill a well. And Betty and I certainly made it one of ours. And really and truly, God answered our prayer. And we believe He answered in supernatural ways. So if you can drill a well, we'll do so, or drill a portion of a well. But remember, $48, you break it down, it gives 10 people water for the rest of their life. Even as you watch and look in on another setting and scene, be asking God, what do you want me to do about this crisis? Not to clean up after, but to stop the problem and to actually offer not just a hopeful, realistic solution, but an absolute certainty to correct the problem. Clean water in place of contaminated, disease-ridden water. Even as you watch, ask God, what is my part in your heart concerning this?
To think that this is her only option, water. As far as she knows, this is her water for life. I can't even imagine swimming, bathing in this water. I would be so afraid that I would get sick, let alone drinking this very water. This is not real water. This is not water for life.
ดีกับบ้านไม่ก็คอมแต่บ้านมีจังกุมรองไอ้ซึ่งแต่ดอสมกี้อดบ้านโกนโหเคยโกนกี้แม่นนุ่มโหโกนไอ้อัดคังครูไหนกูน่ะกูไอ้มันรู้ชื่อมึงตายไปตะเนียวอย่างนั้นกูไอ้หัวตัวเองกิดนุ่มกินตะเนียนเต้าหนูตะโกนอัดรอบเตี้ย อัดเลยอัดสุบังจุ่มโกดหมดอกเคยแต่พนุน้ำจะไหลโกดพี่ตั้งแต่เคยมุกไปจังจะไหลไปโจลเพียบเคยปุ๊บจ้าจะเรียนเมียนมามือไม้กระจ่างเมียนมามือ
Gosh, it'd be amazing if one day we were walking together and I was carrying clean water for you in a bucket. That would be my hope and my prayer. One day, there is hope.
You know, Betty, it's... Just listened to her talk about losing a little one-year-old. And, you know, you need to understand that it's like people say, there perhaps is no pain like losing a child. This week, I looked at a picture of our daughter, Robin, when she had first had her three children. She just had Callie, the last baby. And I looked at her, and I mean, she's in heaven, okay? But I thought this, we had that beautiful girl for 40 years of joy. 40 years. And she got to see those beautiful children grow up to love the Lord. And we miss her. But boy, do we have so many precious memories. And that woman got to know that baby a year. And you know when you got children, now we got, you know, we're becoming great-grandparents. You always wonder, what are they going to be like in a year or two or three? And I wonder what all they're going to do and who are they going to marry? Can I just tell you something? I'm sorry. I have some people scold me because my heart's so tender. And if it bothers you, I'm really sorry. Sometimes I find myself wishing I wasn't so tender-hearted. But when I see a situation like that and I feel what that mother feels, I'm glad I can feel that. I want so bad to heal that. Does that not seem like that's a godlike thing?
Yeah, and I don't think you have to apologize for being tender-hearted because that's the people that reach out because you have a tender heart when you see a need. And that mother not only lost her little one-year-old son, she lost twin girls before that. And now she's so concerned that she's going to lose the children she has left, James. And you talk about, well, we had 40 years with our beautiful daughter. She's wondering if she's going to have another day with her children because of the filthy water. Well, there is hope out there, and we can make absolutely sure that she does have longer with her children if we will help together, join together, and drill these water wells.
I'm going to pause and pray just a minute. Father, I have many, many times asked you to let there come a day when there would not be a single person, and I want to thank you for all the people that are watching because it's obvious. This isn't a show where we're just focused on the viewer, which we do 90% of the time. We want to help the viewer. And we believe we're helping them today by showing them how they can be such a blessing. But Lord, I've prayed many times. I want the day to come there wouldn't be a single person watching that wouldn't say, I can help. It may not be much, but I can help. I will help the same way I would want someone to help me. So God, today, I pray every person watching will respond and just make a gift of love to give clean water. Everyone watching, in Jesus' name, can I talk to you just real, me and you just for a second? If you would just right now say, okay, I'm going to do what I can. Now here's the thing, 500 wells in 500 areas in 12 nations. Well, the missionaries have told us the problem is real, but the solution is doable. There is some water. We're not drilling just a dry hole. We know there's water. A lot of times we know it because somebody dug a borehole. But we're going to give them a clean, safe, manually operated pump to give them clean water. And we want to drill 500. And it goes one well at a time, one gift at a time. They're $4,800. Many people say, we live the year to do that. We save, we work, children even work to do it. It's amazing. Kids do it because they get it on their heart. We want to give somebody clean water. We want to give them a chance. So I'm asking you, please, know I'm going to do something. You may be able to drill a well. Many give 1,200 and pray, God, raise up three more right now. And I believe God will answer that prayer. And then we've got a well. 2,400, one person matches it. Most of the help, please get this, comes in $48 gifts, which basically breaks out to giving 10 people water the rest of their life. That's a gift that just keeps giving. Could you do that? It's almost the cost of going out sometimes to a fast food place for a family to eat. But it's doable for most people. If it isn't, then say, James, I can't even do that. Well, do something. Say, I'll give a portion of that. And I'm just praying everyone watching will say, look, Jesus said, if you give a cup of water, a cup in my name, you won't lose your reward. So I'm asking you, whatever you can do, do it. Go to lifetoday.org, and you can do it right now. Go get a bank card. And some of you say, I don't even have a bank card. Well, write a check. Put cash in an envelope. Make the check to Life. You can dial the number there. Take your bank card and talk to one of our prayer partners here to always be ready to pray with you and for you, and call them and say, I want to put this amount on my card. If you plan to mail a gift, cash or check, call them and tell them this is what I'm sending so that we can let the missionaries know, yes, you can drill in that area. The drilling rigs are on the way. The drilling rigs have been paid for by people like you. Would you please, right now, just be an answer to that heart cry, to give life to her and so many others, to that family, to give children in that area a future, to give them hope. We have some beautiful gifts for you, a daily devotional book that will bless you. It's seasonal, give you an opportunity to meditate and journal. The Jesus, the Names of Jesus pens, fabulous pen set. The beautiful framed picture by Thomas Kincaid, beautifully framed, Forest Chapel. We want to bless you, and we know you're giving to bless, not to get. Would you go online? Would you dial that number? Would you just do what God put on your heart? That's enough.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, you'll receive the Every Day a New Day devotional. Broken out into the four seasons of the year, this daily devotional features scriptures, inspirational thoughts, a Bible reading plan, and a place for you to journal each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Names of Jesus pen set, one inscribed with the names of Jesus found in Scripture, and the other reflecting the gifts of the Spirit. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
This mother has 4 children. Last summer, a year ago, they had an outbreak of intestinal disease from contaminated water. 2 of her children got very, very sick. Now she's got a little baby, just a few months old, and this baby is living on her mother's milk. This baby's nursing. But Betty, pretty soon, this little baby's going to be drinking that water, and oftentimes it takes their lives.
It really does, James, and they can't do anything about it because it's all the water that they have. I just can't even imagine. This little baby is so precious, so beautiful, and Mama just cuddling her and taking care of her, and she makes little sounds of life. But, you know, I don't know how long those little sounds of life will be if we don't do something to help them. We can make the difference by doing the water wells and giving them a fresh cup of water.
I'd like you to be one of the hands. Reach out and dial the telephone number and take your bank card and use it like a check, or write a check and make it to life and say, I want to give life to children like this and keep them healthy.
Life Outreach travels the world to the most remote areas of need, where water is scarce and clean water even more so. God's Word says faith without works is dead. So love is put to action in a tangible way, and you are part of that. Every meter drilled down, every rise and fall of a hand pump. But as we spend time with those in need, listening to their stories, what often surfaces is pain so deep and hope so absent, no water well can lift their hearts or heads. Fortunately, we come with the one who can lift hearts and heads.
But I recognize that you died for my sins.
When you give the thirsty a drink, you give it unto Jesus. But we are compelled to introduce them to him as well. And miraculously, hearts broken from children lost begin mending. Tears of pain turn to joy as they taste of eternal water. And again, you are part of that. You send us. You send Jesus in us. And it is with great joy we go. For while the transformation in families and villages, their futures, brings great fulfillment, little compares to the joy and reward of their eternal future secured. At times, we have posed the question, what would you do if this was your family in need? Well, guess what? Many of these are family now and forever. Thank you for partnering with us. May it never end.
Oh, Lord, thank you so much. You know, it's such a beautiful thing to see not just what Water for Life does, but the Water of Life does for us now and forever. I just love to see that. And you think about it. We've told you over the years that in our feeding programs and the drilling and sharing water through the drilling of the wells has saved millions of lives. But, Betty, we counted and had registered way over 20 million people who've accepted Christ and indicated that in some kind of a public or written expression that they gave their life to Christ. So there's nothing like the Water of Life. As a matter of fact, I believe those of you who've experienced the power of the Water of Life, Jesus, you're the ones that want to give. But I believe everybody that just has any sensitivity at all says, I'd like to help those people. It's human nature, and that part of human nature is divine. Created in the image of God, we care. We want to send you. Here is the Jesus, the names of Jesus pens. For that gift of over $100. So just say, I want to help. And then the beautiful Thomas Kincaid painting, it's just fabulous. We not only have one in our bedroom, but we got one to give to somebody else to put up. And just, we wanted to bless them, and we were able to help drill a well. Would you right now be sure that you make that gift either online, lifetoday.org, or call that number and use your bank card? We have the wonderful everyday devotional guide. It'll be a blessing to you. We want to thank you for your help. I pray, as I've already prayed, I'm going to continue, there wouldn't be a single person watching that wouldn't do something to help. And no, we're giving them water for life, but better than that, we're introducing them to the Water of Life because they've seen it. They've seen it in your expression of love. And Betty and I say thank you on behalf of all the people, the children, the families that you're going to bless. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.